Hi everyone, and welcome to the Daily Scoops for the 2nd of November. So on the 2nd of November, the moon enters the constellation of Aquarius. So some people may be more detached than normal emotionally, but generally there can be more friendliness and charitableness in the air, people helping each other and being focusing on humanitarian causes and matters. You may be open to accepting new ideas and people and trying new activities more than usual at this time. You may socialise more with friends or co-workers. Some of you may join or deepen your commitment to charitable organisations, stepping up to take a leadership role, networking and making new professional or authoritative connections that can help you. Now or at a later date is also possible at this time under the Aquarius moon phase. If you feel confident, now is the time to approach people in power for guidance. This is also a good time to research or buy technological or scientific appliances and spend time on group, music, educational, entertainment or social activities, because this can make you feel more at ease. Or some of you may meet someone special, or going with your partner and your intimate partner or friends that you have can, you know, strengthen their connection there. Some of you may find yourself more open to the occult and other deeper meanings of life and inventive ideas and deep medical kind of scientific and technological sort of knowledge at this time as well. There can also be a strong urge to express yourself more authentically and have more freedom. Negatively, people can use sub tactics to get what they want or try to dominate others, which can cause resentment and arguments. People can be fickle now, you know, changing their mind, saying, yeah, I want to do this, and then saying, no, I don't want to do it, blowing hot and cold and being more unpredictable than usual, which can cause you and others to be impractical or unreliable. You can start new ideas, this is all great, but know that the saying goes, Rome wasn't built in one day. It takes planning and strategy and getting back up after each fall to bring your dreams into reality. The best use of the moon transiting in Aquarius is to look after your close relationships. Do all you can to help yourself, your family and or your community right now. Be open to original and innovative concepts, like I said, and work with restrictions rather than rebel too much. And that's not to say don't seek your freedom and all the rest of it and assert yourself, but pick your battles wisely. That's all I'm saying. And be considerate of other people's feelings and emotions right now as well, even though you may personally be detached from them at the moment. Appreciate that everyone's going to feel this way. When the moon is in the constellation of Aquarius, it's an excellent time to trim your plants and to store and plant bulbs and to sow chives, onions, leeks, salat, garlic, amaryllis, tulips, daffodils and lily seeds, if you can still do that. I mean, the country that you're in England, we can't be doing daffodils and lilies, I think, unless we're growing them into some kind of hothouse indoors. But yeah, also perfect time to get rid of parasites, domesticate in your garden if you want to slow growth for any reason as well, so training your plants and stuff like that, and trimming the roots and all the other things that can stunt growth if you're limited in space. It's also excellent time to plant onions, apparently, according to ancient knowledge, when the moon's in Aquarius, because it will bring in a bigger harvest at harvest time. Also, as well as the moon going into the constellation of Aquarius, Mercury makes a biquintile to transit Jupiter. So this is subtle energy, and when I say subtle energy, it means that it's not normally felt like, say, a trine, conjunction, opposition or square is. But if you have strong Mercury or Jupiter, Pluto, Scorpio, Pisces, Neptune or 3rd, 8th, 9th or 12th house placements or aspects in your chart, you may feel this more. And this brings in a sort of sudden consciousness awakening, becoming aware of new information that can broaden your outlook on your life and your place in the world. Can also allow you to solve problems that have been causing you trouble for a while. You may have dreams or waking thoughts and visions that lead you to open up to the concept of life beyond logic and intellectualism and all that you see with, you know, the eyes of the material world. Some of you may be drawn into metaphysical, higher consciousness concepts. Others would take a more traditional intellectual, scientific, technological or philosophical approach to expanding your consciousness at this time. And that's okay, because some of us are more logical, some of us are more right-brained, maybe it's all metaphysical, and some of us are just like sort of like balance, and that's all good, you know. Some of you may take a deep interest in music or looking back at historical events or research in mythology from various cultures that can be triggers for this consciousness expansion right now. Others of you will be triggered more from within, just the intuition or just the feeling, being more inwardly led than being driven by something internal from you. Although not all of you would take physical action to act on these thoughts or intuitions that come up right now, but you know they may become useful at a later date. And some of you won't even be aware. We have this word download with information. You just may have a dream, or you must just think, have this kind of brainwave and just like, I get it, I get life, or I get why this is like this, even though this problem could have been, you could have been questioning and overthinking about this problem for years, decades even. So yeah, sudden insights into complex knowledge that can leave you with a deeper understanding and an inner knowing which can change your belief system forever. Some of you would do, as I said, alone, could come from listening to a podcast or having a conversation with someone or watch a film, online video. And some of you may meet an interesting person or spend time with someone who's interesting or an intellectual or has deep knowledge that you already know. So deal with this knowledge shakes you right now. You'd be more willing and open to taking in. Also, this aspect allows for you to create, simplify complex information and present it in a simplified way that can help others understand it more simply. Taking deep mystical, scientific, mathematical equations even, and just breaking them down into easily understandable chunks. Also today, Venus makes a quincunx to Chiron. So when Venus makes a quincunx to Chiron, you may battle with the issue of lack of self-acceptance, respect and confidence, unhealed emotional, psychological, spiritual trauma may make you feel like you're going under. Wounds associated with your appearance, rejection, neglect may come up, and although you may have battled with these issues for a while and you may feel like running away from them right now and just like, oh, just tired, don't want to deal with this. This energy allows for you to ask yourself questions like, why do these feelings keep on coming up in your life? Who or what triggers these feelings in you? Is it past memories that you've been running from, and thinking of ways that you can deal with them rather than numbing yourself with them with any intoxicating substances, relationships or self-destructive habits? If you do that, it may be hard to do so, but some of you may decide to heal these old wounds once and for all at this time. This is a good transit for those who have already been working through their emotional, spiritual, psychological suffering to share their wisdom with others. Listening and having compassion for those who need it right now can not only help you feel more at peace, but can help them with their healing journey and you with your healing journey. It's important that you embrace any person who may come to help you during this time, even though it may be help or help those who need it, if you can, of course. Don't make anyone cross your boundaries and don't force yourself to do things that you really don't want to do, but know that sometimes we pull up these false defenses to stop ourselves from doing the work that really will set us free out of our misery and depression and anxiety. And I know it's not easy of clipping your fingers, because I suffer and, you know, with these things I have my up and down days still, but you can still find that kind of middle ground where you're able to sort of like move forward in some areas. And sometimes overthinking just causes more depression and anxiety, and sometimes if we want to live our best lives, we just have to do rather than overthink. You may find it hard to embrace who you are because others may have put you down and stuff, and you may have struggles with doing what you know will make you happy due to feelings of shame or guilt from your past, and you may find it hard to be vulnerable and just have decided to not deal with emotions. But like I said, it's up to you. This energy allows yourself to get out of your comfort zone and helping you to reflect on any of your past life lessons and experiences. And doing this can strengthen your sense of self and purpose. Some of you may decide to start a book, a personal blog, or some other public kind of sharing of your ideas or feelings or experiences right now. Or you can help others work through any issues they've got with self-worth and not being able to express themselves if you yourself have struggled with these issues before. So all in all, this transit allows for the confronting, understanding and management of your lack of self-confidence in yourself and this physical, spiritual and intellectual levels, so that you can gain or regain your sense of self-empowerment. So yeah, that's the daily scopes for the 2nd of November. Take care and see you tomorrow.